So Shannon, there's any time that there's a work disruption, there's always, well, they're looking for this or they're looking for this. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. What are kind of the four or five main sticking points that CUPW is looking to overcome to get back to work?
Well, I think our most important is our health and safety. Canada Post is known for neglecting our health and safety to, you know, to make a buck. We have a new sort delivery method for our letter carriers. So right now, our letter carriers, they go out, they come into our depot, they sort for a couple hours. They go out in the weather for, you know, anywhere between 4 to 6 hours. The new model wants them to go out for their whole 8 hours. So they would separate their job duties and have a separate sorter. That person would only sort. And they also want the letter carriers to start later in the day. So if they start later in the day, they're now starting around noon, which is peak time in the weather for the summer months. That puts them later into the dark. So they'll be delivering in the winter, you know, from 4:30 to 8:30. They could be out till in the dark. There's lots of injuries, especially with being out in the dark, you know, not being able to see the dogs or, you know, the obstructions that are in people's houses and their yards. And I find that the health and safety is the biggest part of it. They also want to gigify our work for the weekends. So we understand at Canada Post, we need to operate 24/7 with parcels. The union is for operating 24/7 with parcels, but it has to be, you know, it has to have good labor practices. We have to have health and safety implemented. It's got to be fair wages. We have to have, you know, the dignity to retire with a good pension. I find that the weekend work, they want to create a lower class of workers that aren't guaranteed hours, that don't have benefits, that don't have pension. And because of that, you know, we're sending out our future employees in Canada Post. We're setting them up for, you know, to not have everything that Canada Post Union has fought for. Our whole entire, you know, fighting of being in the union has been for that, to prevent all those things. So to take it away from us, I don't think that that's really fair.
What kind of, what's like the average salary of a full-time CUPW employee currently?
Well, we're on a tier wage system, so you have to earn your next tier levels. That's based on numerous things. So depending if you're a temp worker, you have to work 1,000 hours to be able to tier up. It takes several years because we can't get full-time employment, so you could wait 20 years to hit top tier level. The basic tier level is $22.68. That's what we start at. I find that the news kind of takes the average of all of our bargaining units, so that there's 5 bargaining units in Canada Post. So they take the average of all of them. So when we're in a predicament like this with just one bargaining unit out, we don't see the numbers that reflect just our bargaining unit solely. So people see the average medium is $28. Well, that includes the supervisors. That includes all the other bargaining units as well.
So $22.68 would be the average pay across the CUPW union that is currently out demonstrating. Is that did I say that correctly?
That's correct. That's our start wage.
So okay, and so $22.68, that'd be roughly 45-ish full for a full time person. 45,000.
It's hard. You know, we're the ones that bring up the minimum wage. We bring up everything for everybody. Our union started maternity leave for everybody. We're the ones who started it, and we have it because of our union. So, yeah, the wages, it's complicated because, yes, minimum wage is lower, but that's how we get minimum wage to increase. People may think that our wage is higher than others, but, you know, we're just humans working jobs with families, and we don't have, you know, the access to like extra funds. If anything, we lose our Trillium, we lose our GST. We don't have any of that extra income for our members. So that puts us at a lower level when you look at how much we lose compared to how much you may not lose in a part-time employment. We're getting close, or sorry, in minimum wage, you're getting close to being at almost the same level anyways. We're federal workers. We, you know, our job is dangerous between what we lift extremely heavy things, and inside workers, especially even the outside carriers. We have lots of hazards, and from what I read, we're one of the most hazardous jobs there are in the labor industry. So, you know, we want to keep what we've been fighting for our whole entire career in Canada Post for CUPW.
Shannon, what's your catchment area for your, what are your borders for the local chapter?
Our local chapter. So we run from all the way from Cherry Valley to Bancroft.
So kind of a Hastings Prince Edward idea?
Yeah, it's pretty far. It's about 3.5 hours to drive our whole local.
So Cherry Valley in the south to Bancroft in the north.
Yeah.
And would it be Quinney West to Tynanega, or what are your other
No, the Belleville's the line. So then we have Brighton and Trenton as well.
So Belleville. So then anything from like Mitchell Road to the east is a different area.
Would be a different, that'd be Napanee's local, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. Now, I wanted to ask two more questions. What is the important, like, how long of a, like, if in a perfect world, how long of a deal would you like to see here?
Sorry, how long of a deal?
How many years?
I don't know. We thought that we were renegotiating our 2 years that we gave for COVID. So we originally put off negotiations due to the pandemic. We agreed to a 2% increase, and we all assumed, everybody was under the assumption that we would discuss that later when, you know, the pandemic was over and we had time. They've just completely ignored the 2 years. And so then we were discussing a 2-year. 4-year, I think, is optimum. 4 years gives us lots of time, but the longer we wait, the closer it gets to the 4 years as well.
Okay, that's great. I do ask a lot of these questions. I know they're kind of basic, but because most of us are ignorant, I want to make sure that I'm not mistaking anything. When you guys negotiate, say you end up with a 2% raise for a year, would that 2% be for all members, or are you guys looking at different components for different people within the union? Like, would some people get a bigger salary bump than others, or is it across your membership?
No, it's across the membership. We're completely equal. The only one that would be affected differently would be the bargaining unit for the supervisors is our APOC, and they would get, it's called a Me Too clause, so they actually get what we get.
Okay. So 4 years, safer working conditions. Is there an issue with AI? And I'd heard that. Is that a concern?
It is a concern. Our new Albert Jackson plant is, from what we hear, almost fully automated. That is where one of $500 million of the loss of the $748 million that they invested, that's part of it. It is completely automated. It is a concern. It does take a lot of jobs. Obviously, you know, some automation is, we have to move into the future somewhat, but to replace numerous jobs, we do, as a union, we do not support that.
Perfect. So 4 years safer working, AI concerns. What are you guys asking for over the 4 years financially? Is there a percentage? And I don't want to get that wrong, because I had heard 25 and then I'd heard, no, that's not correct. I'd rather hear the actual number and make sure that we're not spilling misinformation.
No, it is about 23. I was just right in the car when I got the call, but it's around 23, yes.
Okay. And is there anything else that you'd like people to know before you head off? I'm sorry if you're busy. I appreciate you taking the time.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
We just want to thank everyone for the support. There's been so much community support, lots of honking, lots of donations brought. And we really, really hope we can get everybody back to work. The Christmas, like the Santa letters will be delivered when we return. We did try to get them out. Canada Post won't let us deliver them. So we will do our best to get through this and get back to the community, to the jobs that we all love and want to support.
Shannon Cowie is the president of the local chapter of CUPW 502. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.